This is tape recording number 6801C12AO2. The second OT and clear graduation aboard the yacht Royal Scotsman on the 12th of January 1968, followed by a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard entitled Those Who Will Put Things Right. Copyright 1968 by L. Ron Hubbard, all world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by the Department of Publications Worldwide, St. Hill Manor, East Grinstead, Sussex, England.
Back in your party again. Don't look beautiful. You have some nice awards tonight. So let's get started. This is Kurt Charles. I think you all know him, Director of Search and Awards.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's the search today?
Stan Strongfield was announced last week and he got a search this week.
Why, Stan Strongfield, here is 7:32. Are you here to collect your certificate? Clear 7:33, Ken Barrett. All right, Ken. Clear 7:34, Muriel Reynolds. Clear 7:35, Rose Brother. Clear 7:36, Chris Dresser. Clear 7:37, Carol Lacey. Clear 7:38, James Farron. Clear 7:39, Justina McIntyre. Clear 7:40, John Charles Asmus. Clear 7:41, Mary Merrin. Clear 7:42, Arthur Merrin.
They have both gone to St. Hill to intern for the CEO organization.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Otto.
Yes. That's a good one.
Clear 7:43, William Van Brunt Lewis. Okay. Do a season.
Hello. Thank you all very much for this. I finished Monday and Tuesday I was taken aboard the ship next door, and it's hard to tell me to tell which has made me more important. I mean, it made me happier. And I'll try to do my job, and thank you. It was about 2 years ago I said to myself, when I realized that I didn't know anybody who knew what to do, that I had to find the man who knows what to do. And I found him. Thank you very much.
next clear attested in St. Hill with the UK unit there. This is Andrea White.
Yes.
7:45, William Anderson. Clear 7:46, Domingo Polonini. Clear 7:47, Liz Aldley.
I just wanted to say one thing. Of course, if you're not clear, you'll get clear. But if you're clear, you already know what it is. And one thing about it is that whatever it is to you, that's what it is. And I sort of got very filled with hidden standards of other people generalizing and saying, clears do this and clears do that. Well, you know, each person does whatever he does. And of course, some people do things clearly and some people don't. But remember that. Thank you.
Thanks. Clear 7:48, Mary McCoy. Clear 7:49, W.A. Reynolds, Jr.
Yvonne
Gillum. Part one, section 106.
Is Yvonne here? No, she has to take it. Yeah, it's all part one.
Thank you.
It's all part one. All section one.
These are all grade 102s. Doris Lambright. She's one. Yeah. Lori Wood, grade 102. Hey. James Byrne, grade 102. George Galpin, grade 102. Terry Dickinson. Joan Bristow, grade 102. Hannah Elsingham, grade 102. William Branton Robertson, grade 102.
Craig
Some of these names are. I'll just read them along here, and when someone's here, why, we'll give them an applause and they can pick it up. There's a lot of certificates tonight. Craig Litson, Paul Minchell, Stanley Johnfield.
Grade 1?
Grade 1 OT.
Grade 1.
More grade 1 OTs. Guy Elton, Carol Lacey. Here we are.
Carol Lacey.
Carol Lacey. please, I must completely say thank you to Rob. I first got my first realization of a full validation when I was in Dianetics, when I read that some people go from human to spirit. I had done it, got completely invalidated. Ron once again validated me. From then on, I had a glorious time. Thank you.
Blake Coffin, grade 102.
I sit on those?
Fine.
Good.
Take those.
These are all grade 2.
Lovely. Why? Johnny Bruscia. Is he here?
He is auditing on OT3.
Thank you.
Five.
Sheena Fairchild. Jovan Staden.
Yeah.
I just like to say, you know the old thing, just do what Ron says.
Pat Scafari.
There you go.
Blake Coffin. Craig Lipschitz. John Robertson.
Hey.
She's here. Bill Robertson. Anna Eltringham. Joan Bristow. Julia Galpin. Terry Dickinson. Yvonne Gillum. James Byrne. George Galpin. And John O'Keefe.
Those were all grade 2. Now I'm going to give you
the grade 3 OTs.
I want to hear speeches from these people.
Sir.
Those that are here. All right. Let's stop rushing it here.
Grade 3 OTs, Joan Bristow.
Somebody dig her up and bring her up here and present it at the last. All right, we'll do that. Give the next one.
Joanne Robertson. Grade 3 OT.
I think Jill said it. They just do what Ron said. It's easy.
Grade 3 OT, Fred Hare.
Here's Joan Bristow. Somebody dig up Fred Hare.
Here's
Anna.
Come in, Jim.
Come on.
Come on, John.
Grade 3 OT, Hannah Altringham. We're getting Hannah.
She'll be here in a minute. Right. Yeah.
Bill.
Well, better have him.
Can somebody get Bill Robinson?
No, he's in Barcelona. That's a little bit far to go.
Anyway, grade 3 OT, Bill Robinson. Come on, Hannah. Wow, thank you. It's almost unexpected. I've just been dragged out of a little room up there. So, I haven't got anything planned to tell you. Let me first see what's inside here. Oh, that's marvelous. It's really very wonderful. You know, each step that I've gone up has become just better and better all along the way. And I finally found that I'm understanding more about what I'm doing and also what each one of the people I'm dealing with is doing and how to get on better with those around me and also, funnily enough, how to get on better with these bits and pieces, you know, doors and windows and floors and so on. It's a big help. And I'm very, very happy to have been able to come here to the Sea Organization to work with Ron and with all the crew I have worked with at one time or another. And I'm very proud and happy also to be here, part of you now. And I just hope that each one of you, as you go on up, will gain as much and even much more than possibly I have. So have fun and enjoy yourselves and happy hunting.
Here's Fred. I tried to get out of this by working. I thought I'd sneak off and get a little audit again. But I was called up. I've been in Scientology for about 10 years now. Yeah, 10 years. Got in Scientology in Paris. And I had a ball. I made some fantastic gains, tremendous gains. I don't know, most of you didn't know me before. I've come a long way. But there was no single part of the bridge, or even any large segment of the bridge that compares with grade 3, with section 3 of the OT course. It's it. You know? I mean, clear is fantastic. You know, I mean, clear is something else. But section 3 of the OT course is, I mean, it's like it's
There's nothing comparable to it. Really isn't. And there's always been a few things, you know, like, well, maybe the next level I'll get this thing, you see, you know, little things. And then the next level, you know, each time there's things, sort of aberrations drop away and new abilities realized and new levels of confront. But with Section 3, they all came. See, everything was there. So, and it's not that far away from where you are right now. You know, you're right there. It's a matter of a few hours following. And confronting, yeah, and hard work. But it's not very far away. So, just keep moving. And good luck. Thank you very much.
Grade 3OT, Terry Dickinson.
Well, all I can say about grade 3OT is, gee, it's a beaut. Really is a beaut. And I can't help but admire the apparent, I say apparent deliberately, simplicity of the technology that makes it available. It's marvelous, you know. And I really love this one. I really do. And it won't be very long before nearly all of you got the same certificate in your hands as I have now. Thank you, Rob.
Grade 3OT, George Galpin.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, first of all, thank you, Ron. This is something I have no words to. I don't know how you found it, how you got there. Because myself, I never could have done it. I haven't any words to describe it. How I got it. But it's laid out, provided you do, just as Ron says, just work at it, and there you are. It's fantastic. Thank you, Ron.
Grade 3OT, James Byrne.
James Thomas Byrne here.
Right you are. James Thomas Byrne, grade 3OT.
Well, I'll be sitting there thinking about lots of things to say. Well, I've forgotten them all. Well, the first thing that came to mind when I saw you people sitting down and coming through there was that you're all in the wrong place. Well, not all of you, that is. The right place to be is over there. In the Sea Org. You know, not everybody is accepted. You can't just sort of walk in and sign up. Once you scream, you know, once you go put through all the trouble and screaming and being checked over, maybe you're allowed to sign, just maybe, not everybody can do this, but it just might be possible to sign a billion-year contract. And those of you who feel you can, well, you're really welcome. And the thing about the auditing out of, that's covering the work. Well, Claire was fine. I was clear as a bell for months. You could hear me ring for miles. And then one came along and I'm dead. And, well, things were clearer. And two sort of opened things up. I could see, you know, way ahead. And what had happened, I'd see ahead. I could see his plan. And things would be all ready for me to take over. And I'd go there and boom! I just, you know, the awareness was there, but the action wasn't. And so when I got to the three, when I got past three, I found out why. And it's really quite simple. This is what it was for me. And then level three came along, well then I became more myself, I found. Fred said something about three was for him, well, something asked me, I'm still waiting for something more. And I'm sure that we all are. I'd like to invite you, Chester, to come along. I'm speaking in the capacity of technical secretary. I'm the first mate across there, and I, promotional action is to recruit. I'd like to chat to you and think about coming along there. It's a terrific bunch, it's a terrific crew. We've got two people here, Van and Liz, who were students, and now they've checked out, and they're part of our group now, and they're doing very well. Van's doing very well indeed. The thing is, confront. You know, you're working with your hands all the time, and there's an enormous amount to confront. Otto Roos can tell you about that. He did pretty well too. So, the business of being in the Sea Org is confront. And those of you who want to confront something, well, come and join us. And I'd like to thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Grade 3 OT, Julia Galton. Hi.
Hi.
This is quite something. Let's have a look. Julia Galton has completed part 3 of the OT course, that's for sure. Well, I had so many games all up the line, and then I came to section 3, and I've been raving ever since. It's been nearly a week now and I'm still raving about it. It's just, it's indescribable. And the changes. I'm finding that every day I'm cogniting still, my body's changing, and it's like being born again almost. And I just can't thank you enough, Ron. I just haven't got words to say what I feel about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
John and Bruja come out yet? Right, grade 3 OT, John and Bruja. Grade 3 OT, John McMaster. Grade 3 OT, Ralph Piercy.
After 2 o'clock yesterday, I'll announce.
How about doing it now?
Right.
Those were up till 2:30 yesterday. Now, since 2:30 yesterday, you're the victim. You're not going to
change. Yes. All right, Virginia Anderson, clear 750. Give her a hand.
Come up so we can see you, too. Well, Dan, your certificate will be coming to the show.
Well, I want to thank Ron, and I want to thank my husband. Make it possible for me, and she was very generous to allow me to come here. Thank you very much, and I love you all.
Del Davis, clear 751.
This is a good lesson. In 11 days,
how to go down to reliability, back up through affluence and clear. Thank you.
Elizabeth H. Wolf, clear 752. There's about eight here that were telexed in from St. Hill, and I'm just going to read their names off. Ellen Jensen, clear 753. Marjorie Taylor, clear 754. Mae Myers, clear 754. Lynette Lecons. She's clear 756. Robert Maxwell, clear 757. Simone Lawrence, clear 758. Eileen Love, clear 759. Mike Day, clear 760. Mallory Well, clear 761. Mallory Well, clear 761. Ronald Thomas Garlick, clear 762.
As you know, those last eight clears were being cared for by the UK unit there at WW under Ollie's supervision. So let's give Ollie a hand.
All right, Delwyn Faye Byrne, clear 763. Joe Van Staden, OT3.
Well, I thought they'd lift me off. I'll tell you something, if they lift me off and I had to wait till next week, I wouldn't be out until all day, because I can just tell you all the games I'm having. Just every second of the day, new things happening, new changes, finding out things. Just positions, continuously. Being bigger, being more responsible, being able to control mess. And I know we're going to make our team. We are a team, so we're going to make bigger our team. And there's one other point I want to add. If you don't do what Ron says, then we've got places to handle you. You've got ethics. And then you learn to do what Ron says.
Brian Livingston, OT3.
Thank you, Ron. I'd just like to say one or two short words, and that is how delighted I am at the simplicities for, by the time we get to these the technology, these upper levels, how simple it is at that stage. Ron has been trying to drum into me, sort of, on policy I've read and on various things he's said to me since I've been on board the Royal Scotland about the basic simplicities of the Treasury Division and how they function. And somehow or other I thought, well, yes sir, I'm with you sir, I understand that sir, but it didn't quite work out. And I finished up in some lower conditions and swam for an Avon and one thing or another, and yesterday it suddenly occurred to me, wow, is that all Ron was meaning, you know? He was saying one very simple datum, I thought, but if only he'd tell me what the real secret is, you know. I really wanted to understand what this was about. And, you know, yesterday I realized it's just as you said, you know. And it's very simple. And, you know, being able to operate on the simplicities, on the basic simplicities of the post or any condition, it's very easy to be causative on that post and get the things done that we should have been getting done for years. So thank you very much, Ron. You're welcome.
Sue Dunleavy, OT2.
Lovely. Delightful. Thank you, Ron.
Very good.
I don't know whether you can pronounce Michael's last name. Michael Zankovich. Clear 764.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you. I got a commission as a teacher that how a person, how you, grew by giving what you knew. And it's tremendous. I'm glad you decided to give.
Clarence A. Graham. Clear 765.
Thank you, Ron. Very, very, very much. All I did was go by what you had written and what you had taped. Very simple. Thank you very much. I love all of you. Thank you very much for everything that you have done to help me when I asked for help. And I was always willing to give my help to others when they asked me for it. I even offered my help to others, and they accepted it. It was very beautiful. Thank you all very much.
Elsie Aronson, clear 766.
Thank you very much, Ron. Thank you very much. As the granny of the house here, I would like to, on behalf of all my fellow Scientologists, say thank you for all the understanding, for the love and the beauty that you brought into our lives. Thank you.
All right, Pat Scrafari, OT3.
Has given me a greater insight into myself and other people and into the messed universe and how to control it and how to control myself in general. I checked out, I tested to OT4 about an hour ago. And on OT4, it's given me a greater understanding on how to make things go right for myself. And in combination with it too, I'm just really sailing right now. Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
You don't have to come up for this, but we neglected getting to test for OT1, so I'm announcing OT1 has preparing. And those are the ones up to date, except you're going to announce the other OT4s in here.
Well,
you can now,
if somebody's got a ballpoint, I can sign those fours for you.
Where are they? They are. Over in the wall, I believe.
Oh, you better go get them.
Oh, here they are.
Lovely, thank you.
Well, this is fabulous. Otto
Ruth, grade 4 OT.
Well, actually, I was thinking about the beginning of my Scientology career, yeah. This was, I think, in 1957. And the command was, do birds fly, you see. Well, at the moment, it seems to be like, do students fly? At the fantastic rate at which they're going through in the advanced organization. Well, about section 4, I'm working on section 5 at the moment. Whatever the other speakers have said before me, I certainly share with them. And the experience I had in the middle of section 5, I wrote a little note up about that to Ron. You see, it's absolutely marvelous to be able to handle the physical universe. And, well, I've had plenty of experience in that. But this time it came to the extent that I sort of started to handle the physical universe too well, because it started vanishing for me. And for about a day, I think, or a day and a half, you sort of sit there reading a book. And it's funny, isn't it? You don't really have to look at the entire history of every atom of that book. I mean, it's much simpler if you just know it, you see. And then the next thing, there'll be no book. then, of course, you know, you do this kind of thing, and if you touch the walls, and the book would be there again. But of course, the most amazing thing was in bed at night, working on section 5, the whole ship, side of the ship, see, thousands of tons of metals vanished, and I was looking after the key. I saw the people walking around there, and I saw the clock. I said, well, I'm really getting good at exteriorizing now. But then, where am I located? Well, no, I was located in the cabin, and the thing just vanished. And of course, the amazing thing was, I said, oh, well, that's odd. Nothing shattering, you know. And I said, oh, my Christ, in a minute there won't be a ship, and boom, the walls were back, you see. But actually, Scientology for me started with L. Ron Hubbard. And I said, I wonder what the hell this L stands for, you see. And I found that out later. And now it ended up for a minute there. It's like, good heavens. It is so simple. It is so simple that you have to realize how simple it really is. And I think I overshot the mark in this simplicity, because is that simple? Burnley, it is that simple. And I say, well, it's not fair. There is poor old Ron, and he's been working for. Well, you told us once how long you've been working for, but just let's say it's an awful long time. Only to find out how simple it is. I consider that an insult to our time. But then, of course, I also realize what Ron has gone through to find this section 3, some of the very early section of section 2 OTs had a bit of a taste of it too, and well, I do know what Ron has done here for us and how he has set up the Sea Orb and the Advanced Orb now as the last pinnacle as it stands, the last pinnacle of Scientology where the extremely advanced courses like section 4 and 5 can be obtained, and that is an absolutely fantastic thing. But I thank you, sir, for everything you've done for me. Now, the other point is here, I want to make a special welcome to a student, and this is the first student who has followed the call of John McMaster. John at this moment is making a tour around the world to tell the world that Ron has finally opened all blocks, any stop to OT, because we now have the organizational and ethic setup where this can be done and we can be entrusted with those materials. That is John's message. And the first student that heard the call, I can't see her, is John Schneehager, and I would like to give her a big applause for being there. What John Schneehager doesn't know, that she is the first of at least 3 billion on this planet. Then the Commodore said once that it'll be about 100,000 years for this galaxy, but then my contract is 1 billion years, so I'm sure you'll find something to do for me for the rest 900 million years too, sir. That's about all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Grade 4 OT, Peggy Baxter. Thank you. Thank you. Well, all I can say is it feels great. I feel about 10 feet tall, and it gets better, better, better. In fact, on the Avon, they have a pair of cement boots. But we used to refer to them for a different purpose. I've been thinking recently that I might have to borrow them. So you move down. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next one has gone home, but let's give her a big hand. Grade 4 OT, Sherry Wooderson. Grade 4 OT, John McMaster. Grade 4 OT, Pam Piercy. Grade 4 OT, Stan Deitch.
Janet, she is a special volunteer auditor for QOL.
Thank you.
We're very short of auditors, so I would really like to give her a good hand out of the name of the
Very
Advanced
good,
Orb.
Let's do that. We should be having a break. Can we give another one? All right, grade 4 OT, Alan Walter. Grade 4 OT, Chris Weideman. Hannah's still here. Get Hannah back. And how about John and Bergia?
He's around somewhere.
Does anyone know where John and Bergia
is?
He is audited. He is audited. Can we get Claw? In Claw or Claw?
No, I think he's auditing in Claw.
Well, let's give John a good hand. John and Bergia, great. Hannah, grade 402. Well, I'll have a look at this one, too. Wow, that's pretty good. This one feels even better than the last. Well, I think I feel a bit better about talking to you right now. When I came down last time, I was all jittery and didn't know what to say. I felt like I'd gone, you know, but I feel more here now. This is really wonderful. I can't tell you how grateful I am to be part of this group, working at what we are working and achieving. It seems like all my life long I have wanted to do just this. And whatever obstacle came up from the time I went into Scientology just got smoothed out of the way because I knew where I wanted to go. And every single time something cropped up, it just didn't remain very long because I wouldn't let it remain there very long. And this ability too has increased. I think even more so now with grade 4. It's increased very, very much. So I'm absolutely certain that I am well on my way right out to the top. And I know that all of you are too. And I just want to say, if anything is sitting there that doesn't seem quite optimum, don't keep too much attention on it. Just push forward and look at the point ahead to which you are reaching towards. And just keep working towards it and you'll get there very quickly. And it really is wonderful. And my great thanks and love and admiration go to Ron, who has made it possible. And again, also to all the people I have worked with, each and every one of them. Thank you. Ben or John, come in.
Is anyone else here yet?
That's all.
Yes. John and Nancy.
Right.
Okay, just announce.
Right. Well, thank you all for making this a wonderful evening. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Wonderful week next week. Now I turn you over to Ron.
I can't talk to you very long because there isn't very much tape here. Good excuse. And I was quite edified tonight to see that the practically the whole Sea Org is moving straight ahead. We will have to be very careful to keep the ship floating in the water. It'll be so easy merely to carry it where we want it. I think you're doing very, very well. The road of which Otto spoke is basically a very simple road. That is why it is so often missed. Nothing could be a 12-lane highway, wide open, and people conceived that it would be necessary to go through the bramble bushes. Obviously, if you're in that much trouble, the trouble you're in must be terribly complicated. But the truth, as it emerges, is that the human race, and expansively other races, also human, were unable to do anything about the problem of the human mind, basically because they were told not to do anything about the problem of the human mind. The penalty of solution of the human mind is to be shot down in flames without any apologies. If you add up the number of people who have told you that it was very dangerous to fool around with the human mind, why, they are a very, very long, long line of very aberrated dramatizing psychotics. The scene in which we live today on this planet is basically a scene of dramatization. People find a great deal of fault with what men are doing and why don't they do better, and they should know better than that, and etc., etc., etc. The truth behind it is that there's very little thought going into any part of the livingness which is being undertaken at this particular time. It is a dramatization. Life is a dramatization, not a causative action on the part of the human race. So as you step above the level of dramatization and begin by your own self-determinism to look around, you find perhaps a great deal about which to protest. Your protest is based upon the unreasonable assumption that men know what they're doing. Why don't they do it right? Well, the probability is they could do it right if they could see what was right, if they could do, if they knew they existed at all. The step one takes above the level of human being is an adventurous step, just to the degree that it gives one a broader vista of what things could be like. The wrong way to solve this problem is to sit back and protest and say, why don't they do right? Well, I want to call something to your attention. I don't say you have overlooked this, but perhaps it is best if some mention is made of it. The they and why don't they do right are dramatizing. And you can dramatize right, I suppose. But it does not make up a planned, rational, nor orderly existence. If things are going to go right, the people who are going to put it right are you. Because, horribly enough, there isn't anybody else who could. So if at this late stage progress forward, you are still waiting for them to do right, you will wait tediously and in vain forever. The only thing you can do is put your own shoulder to the wheel and put it right, because you are the only ones who will be able to. I want to congratulate you on your very rapid progress up the line. You have rather caught my breath. It shows that your auditors, your organization, instructors of the past, did their job very, very well. The only way you take off that fast and go that rapidly forward is with very sound technology and by doing what you're supposed to do instead of goofing it up. Don't for a moment believe otherwise than you could goof it up. The ease with which people go through three is, of course, a little joke. Three is a vast minefield, and the road that I've taped through that minefield is about 1 millimeter wide. And if you walk that exact road, all is well. 0.5 millimeter off of that tape line, and you've had it. It is very simple. It is very simple. But the road up the line is also very straight. It has no divergences. And the reason you are making it so rapidly, I consider a tremendous tribute to myself that you are following your instructions and you are walking forward. Once, of course, you've passed through such a minefield, there is no minefield to pass through. A very funny minefield. A minefield that could blow you simply to pieces so that we wouldn't even find the scraps of it until you walk exactly to the other side of it. And then you could back up through the minefield and you wouldn't find any mine salt. A very remarkable minefield. I don't wish to frighten you. I'm merely thanking you for following the line and coming up the line so rapidly. You're rather, as I say, taking my breath away with the speed with which you were going. So I wish to thank you very much for how you were doing it. Thank you very much for your own successes, because they are my successes. Because who else will put it right? Thank you very much.